It's the Pirates Week for Sunday, December 20th,
2009. Only FCC will not catch me, for I am quite elusive. Don't care what they say, I'm still a DJ. Got my life to live. I transmit our song. They say that it's wrong, 'cause I never paid them the dough. So curse ye, scallywags, you'll never take away my pirate radio.
Well, I am Ragnar Danstjold, and this is The Pirates Week, a show dedicated to pirate radio, concentrating on the shortwave spectrum, but we cover all aspects of pirate radio, free media, you know, all the good stuff you like on the RF. Several pirates in the news stories for you this week, and some news from around the blogosphere. We're going to go through some relevant forum postings on the internet, including the Free Radio Network and note stations logged on the Free Radio Weekly. We got a bunch of really good off-air recordings for you this week. Couple other odds and ends and some closing thoughts from me, so stay tuned. It's a Pirates Week.
Almost live from the Fuking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Danisjold.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody, or Happy Hanukkah, Merry Kwanzaa, have a good Saturnalia. Well, whatever floats your boat, we're into the holiday seasons here, and the pirate radio activity is definitely on an uptick. A lot of good action on the pirate airwaves. In fact, some DXers over on HF Underground have been noticing, in fact, everywhere, been noticing a slight uptick in propagation conditions. Yeah, well, I know, it's we're at the bottom of the solar sunspot cycle, so it's everything is up from here, right? I mean, you can't get much worse. So, but there has been some activity on the sun, and propagation is up, and the pirate operators are taking advantage of the sunspots and the better propagations. There's been a lot of activity, and like I said, with the holidays here, definitely a bunch of better activity and some good listening on the shortwave airwaves this last week, and hopefully for the next couple weeks. And that's really what I've been doing lately. I've been listening to the radio like always, and actually been watching some TV. Yeah, I know, the idiot box. But I did stumble across an interesting program. Pretty stupid, actually, but you may find it amusing. Free Radio, that's the name of the program. Actually, I believe it was on it's a brand new program, came out on VH1 earlier this year. The Comedy Central, the Comedy Channel, is airing it now. It's called Free Radio. Think of it as WKRP meets Jackass, I guess. It's stupid, but if you want to record it, I'm sure there's one or two lines you could pull out of it for whatever nefarious reasons you may want to use it. But I kind of went on a free radio TV show, mainlined that in the last day or two. Comedy Central has been playing it back to back on some evenings, and it's interesting. What can I say? Christmas and New Year's. I will be doing a show next Sunday and the Sunday after that. In fact, there will be shows all the way through March, and should not miss a weekend. I know I've missed a bunch over fall and through the autumn of 2009. Hopefully I will not miss a show all the way through March. And why do I say March? Well, March 5th and 6th, 2010, of course, is the SWL Winterfest in Culpsville. And things are looking up. It looks like I'm actually going to make it again this year. It's been a couple years since I went. And looks like March 5th and 6th is it for Culpsville. So hopefully I will make it. Still going to find somebody to watch the dog, but should not be a problem. Okay, we got a bunch of stuff to cover this week, so let's get into it. Let's get into some pirates in the news.
Pirates in the news.
But we're going to start off Pirates in the News this week with the same story we have been covering for the last 2 weeks now, and this is the third and looks like possibly the final week. We will be talking about Jahad Sadi. That's the 14-year-old boy who set up the unlicensed radio station in Ottawa, Canada, and then had it shut down after Industry Canada warned him that he could be fined up to $5,000 a day. Well, he stopped broadcasting early Monday morning. That's last Monday. Jahad hopes to return to the airwaves if he gets a license, which apparently he has already applied for. He received a note from Industry Canada a few days after he began broadcasting his all-music pirate radio station, Mix 91.9 FM, from Greeley, a community in Ottawa's South End, at the end of November. Industry Canada confirmed it has ordered him to stop broadcasting after receiving complaints about the station on 91.9 FM. Jahad said he wanted to run a radio station since he was a small child, so he set one up using equipment he ordered on the internet. He installed the sound processor to improve the clarity of his signal and bought a radio data system that displays the name of the songs when they are playing. He also mounted an antenna on the roof, and some listeners being able to hear his station on 91.9 FM from at least 20 kilometers away. And now he has shut it down. Actually, I went online just a few minutes ago. The website for his station, as of this morning, is offline, generating the 404 error. So apparently, not only has he shut down the station, he was webcasting for a couple days. Apparently, he has ceased that now also. Next, Carl gave me the heads up this week on what's happening down in Austin, Texas. Enforcement action has been ongoing against Deborah and Jerry Stevens of Austin, Texas, for operating 90.1 FM with high power. The Stevens are continuing to broadcast and intend to take the case as far as possible, with one argument being that the federal government has no jurisdiction over a radio signal that does not cross state lines. Deborah and Jerry have a professional rock and roll band called Three Shoes Posse, and Deborah is the owner and operator of an online free speech network that has many affiliates. They can be found at ruleoflawradio.com, ruleoflawradio.com. However, taking a look over at their website, they're posting on their website that the Rule of Law Radio Network is not 90.1, nor is any other AM or FM station. The Rule of Law Radio Network is an internet-based broadcast network, and the Rule of Law Radio Network is an internet stream only, soon to be syndicated with the satellite feed. Terrestrial AM and FM stations such as 90.1 are an affiliate station of the Rule of Law Radio Network and simply rebroadcast the network stream. Rule of Law Radio Network has many AM/FM affiliates, and 90.1 FM in Austin is only an affiliate. So a little bit of a discrepancy there on the website. They're claiming they are not part of the pirate station 90.1 FM in Austin, but they are currently entangled with the FCC for that station. So I'll keep an eye on what develops down there in the Republic of Texas. From the blogosphere, Chris Kringle of Radio Mistletoe is reporting via Dr. Tim's EuroPirate newsletter that Radio Mistletoe's email address is now open. And if you wish to write them, that's radiomistletoe@live.com, radiomistletoe@live.com. If you want to get in touch with them, Radio Mistletoe is now preparing for their big Christmas broadcast. The elves are over checking out the 500-kilowatt transmitter to make sure it's in good working order so everyone has good reception. Exact times and frequencies to be determined soon, but with Christmas right around the corner, Radio Mistletoe will soon be on the air with a 500-kilowatt transmitter. Probably be able to hear him here in the United States and North America, hopefully. Hey, Dr. Tim is also announcing that a new UK station in the shortwave bands, Radio Star. The station was observed to be active in parallel on the frequencies 7600 and 5810 kilohertz. Radio Star out of the UK, now on the shortwave bands.
Breaking the law.
FRN forum postings.
Well, with that, it's time now to take a look around the internet for some relevant forums on pirate radio, starting off like we always do with the free radio network, frn.net/vines. Cosmic Debris posted a fresh Himpy Christmas show from Captain Ganja. Actually, take a listen to that. I listened to it on 5110 a couple days ago, I think Friday night. Really good stuff. Download it, listen to it, and hopefully we will hear it on the pirate airwaves soon. Some good stuff there from Captain Ganja. An official press release from the Rodent Revolution is announcing that a new show has been completed by the BNN, that's the Bunny News Network. It's the Pirate Feud 2010, and will be debuted New Year's Eve on 5110 WBCQ's Area 51, and then assuredly be broadcasted all over the pirate bands in January. There's also assurances from the BNN that no ape-human monkey boys were injured in the making of this program. Actually, a little bit more on that Pirate Feud 2010 coming up later in the show if we have time. Definitely something you want to stick around for. Pat Murphy posted that I had uploaded the entire interview from 1998 when Pat was on Art Bell's Coast to Coast program. Thanks to the dude for finding that little gem. You can find it over on the audio download section of shortwavepirate.info. And by the way, there is another new gem of Pat's uploaded over there too. Take a look at it. That's the audio download. In fact, Pat Murphy has his own page over there on shortwavepirate.info. Some good stuff that just kind of came in and has been uploaded there. A couple new additions to the antenna roundup of the pirate listeners. Spore posted reporting using his 125-foot inverted L antenna. JHazy46 has a G5RV at 45 feet AGL and a 555-foot ASL. Mr. Shortwave has an Alpha Delta DX Ultra, and Uncle John is using a radiator. Hey, this thread was for receiving antennas there, John. A radiator? Really? Cool. Outhouse Radio posts that it's time for a break due to a untimely loss of a friend on top of some transmitter troubles. He says he is ceasing broadcasting for a while. Hopefully we will see him back on the airwaves soon in 2010. Over on HF Underground, Lance Lovejoy is posting that George Zeller's excellent monthly column on pirate broadcast called The Outer Limits is no longer part of Monitoring Times. He also notes that they have also dropped Glenn Hauser's Global Forum column, and he goes on to say that he believes that Monitoring Times is on a bit of a downhill slide. According to the editorial accompaniment to George's last column in December 2009, that Monitoring Times considers the clandestine and pirate radio scene to have a small following, and so has decided to turn the page over to other topics in 2010. I read something about their substituting the pirate radio and free radio stuff with long wave reporting. I just can't believe that there's more people listening to long wave than there is pirate radio. Kind of a sad note over there in Monitoring Times. Hey George, keep writing the column and post it, or I'll post it. I think it's some great stuff, and keep doing it. We'll put it on the web, man. We'll have more listeners or more viewers than Monitoring Times. Over on Alt Radio Pirate, Brock Bailey asks, does anyone have any experience with those PLL FM radio transmitters from China on eBay and various units being sold on eBay? He's looking for comments on those FM transmitters from China. Actually, I ordered one about a year or two ago, and it worked for about 20 minutes. And it had a real bad audio short. They're crap. They're junk. They're not worth it. Man, take it from me. Don't buy one. And then from the Free Radio Weekly, number 723, December 19th, 2009, covering free radio activity from the 12th to the 18th of December. Stations being heard this last week include Captain Morgan, Channel Z, CHIP Radio, CSIC Radio, Cupid Radio, MAC, Outhouse Radio, Radio Gaga, Radio Zero, WEAK, and X-Ray Radio. Stations sending out QSLs this last week are the stations of X-Ray Radio, K-Box, and Radio Ronin. Sea Lord and William K. Hertz are reported receiving one of Captain Morgan's coveted Pirate Zone QSL clocks. Very cool. They're Sea Lord and William K. Hertz. And the Europirate Radio Star International of Free Radio Service Holland has been sending out QSLs this last week.
International Shortwave, this is the planet. Your favorite station for lots of sex, drugs, rock and roll.
WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, the United States of America.
Yeah, a little Area 51 action for you. A little shout out to our friends over at WBCQ Area 51's airing the Pirates Week every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern on their 5110 transmitter. Very cool. Thank you all for that. Going to have a few off-air recordings for you now. First up, Outhouse Radio caught WEAK, Week Radio 6925 Upper Sideband, the 14th of December. Outhouse says it was a SINPO of 25323 doing the Christmas show. Take a listen to Week Radio. Well, I also recorded WEAK, Week Radio, 6925, Upper Sideband, 1050 UTC, very early morning broadcast, very cool, 1050 UTC, the 18th of December, SINPO, a stellar 45434, sounding really, really good for an early morning broadcast, very light splatter from a WYFR that is broadcasting on 6915 at that time in the morning, a bluesy rocks mix with a whole bunch of IDs. Week actually was playing several mornings. If you're an early riser and get up in the pre-dawn darkness, take a listen to 6925. You just may find Week Radio. Next up, I caught CHIP Radio 6925 AM 2130 UTC, the 18th of December, SINPO 54434, CHIP Radio, all chipmunk, all the time. Yeah!
IT Radio. Hop, chip, Mike. All the time. And here we are, ladies and gentlemen, with a Christmas show just for you. Featuring all of our Christmas songs.
Yes, all of our Christmas songs.
Now then, yes, Simon? Where's Dave?
I told you he was sleeping.
No. I mean, how come we don't hear Dave sing?
Yes, Dave should be singing too.
We will, fellas. We will. After all, Dave is part of the team. We're the Chipmunks, featuring Alvin, Simon,
Theodore,
and David Seville.
So, at your request, fellas,
yes, we're going to close some songs with Dave singing in the show.
That's great!
Yeah, it really is. Naturally, let me just let those people listening know that they heard the Chipmunks singing Here Comes Santa Claus, Up on the Housetop, and Jingle Bells, right here on stage. I see. Alvin, that sounded a little flat.
Simon, you're not Dave.
No, I'm not. And neither am I.
I am Alvin, and let's hear some more. Let's listen to a song that Dave sings while he's sleeping. Right here on the Alvin Show, over the shortwave free radio.
Busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style.
Okay, Chipmunks. Continuing on. Seamus over in the Carolinas caught the Europirate Cupid radio. Cupid broadcasting out of the Netherlands on the 19th of December, broadcasting on 15070 kilohertz around 15 UTC. Take a listen. This is going to be real short because it's, you know, coming across the Atlantic. It's not real strong. About 20 seconds long of Cupid radio. And lastly, we have a holiday special, a Christmas perennial here in OEL, Noel Radio, 6925 AM, 2145 to 2200 UTC, the 19th of December, Stellar SINPO 45444 program of classic Christmas music. Actually, the sign-off was abrupt and in mid-song. I don't know what that was about, but in OEL, the holiday station.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, mit your nose so bright, won't you guide mine sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeer loved him, as they shouted out with glee, Rudy the red-beaked reindeer, you'll go down in history.
To N-O-E-L. All Christmas, all the time. And now, a commercial message.
All right, friends, get yourself down to Art DeGallo's pre-owned sleigh emporium. You, too, can be the owner of a spanking fearless new sleigh with relatively low mileage. Get yourself down to Art DeGallo's today.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Still have a radio. Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
Well, I have a couple things I want to touch on before we get out of here. We mentioned cheap transmitters from China on eBay earlier. Well, I found a receiver from China that looks interesting. It's a computer-controlled USB interface receiver, AM, FM, and HF, with sideband capabilities, powered by your computer via USB cable. The device features an external antenna jack, and the actual tuning is done via the software. It's a 3,890 yen. Quickly in your head, everybody, that's $48, U.S. standard dollars. You probably get what you pay for $48, but for a 3 to 2 meg reception with a sideband capability, it may just be worth it. I'll have links in the show notes. And finally, I teased WBNY's upcoming program earlier in the show, and I have an advance copy of this monumental show that will be debuted New Year's Eve. And by permission, and only on the Pirates Week, can you hear just a tidbit of WBNY's upcoming Pirate Feud 2010.
Now, speaking on behalf of the Rodent Revolution, here is Commander Bunny.
Hello, ape humans, monkey boys, and other subspecies. I'm Commander Bunny. Back in 1997, I did the Pirate Feud program to deal with an outbreak of ape humans who were screwing up pirate radio. It seemed only fair to give them the attention they so justly deserved and worked for with their deceitful and nasty behavior. That program had a chilling and deleterious effect on the assholes who infested pirate radio at the time. They found out that they could no longer run roughshod over anyone in their way, and that their actions would in fact have consequences. So things had been pretty calm for a couple of years, but recently some new monkey pirate faces have shown up, and they have decided to ruin pirate radio for everyone with their thoughtless and rude behavior. At the urgings of many ape humans and non-ape humans, the Pirate Feud was put back into production to deal with this outbreak of assholes in the pirate radio community. This program, Pirate Feud 2010, will once again bring the spotlight of recognition on ape humans who have set out to ruin pirate radio and spoil the fun for everyone but themselves with their thoughtless and rude actions. Just rest assured, when ape human monkey boys misbehave and jam up the pirate frequencies, when they start false rumors and tell lies, that the forces of justice and all that is good will come to the rescue and settle it once and for all with the Pirate Feud. The program, pitting the best of the pirate operators against the worst of the assholes, will start in just a few moments.
Well, Commander Bunny's Pirate Feud 2010 will sure to turn a few heads when it comes out New Year's Eve on 5110 WBCQ and all over the pirate airwaves. But until then, we have to get on out of here. We're running out of time. So what did we learn this week? Well, we learned a few things. We learned Chris Kringle's 500 kilowatt transmitter is being prepped for Radio Mistletoe's annual broadcast. And hopefully soon, later this week, we will be hearing Radio Mistletoe coming out of Europe. Monitoring Times have dropped Zeller's Outer Limits column, and God knows what MT was thinking. I really like Monitoring Times, but that was just kind of a bonehead mood. And finally, like we just noted, Commander Bunny's Pirate Feud 2010 will drop New Year's Eve. And that's all we learned this week. Until next time, gang, as always, thanks for listening.
From the Boat Anchor's soft glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web, we meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week.
That's piratesweek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.